This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, let me discuss with you the conditions of gratitude. What are the conditions of gratitude? There are actually three conditions for gratitude. In order for your gratitude to be accepted by Allah, there are three conditions that you must fulfill. Number one, you must identify the blessings. You must identify them. So once you've identified them, that is the first condition of being grateful. You identify, you recognize, you know that this is a blessing. Because if you don't recognize a blessing, how can you thank Allah for it? So you must identify and recognize the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Number two, the second condition for accepted gratitude is to acknowledge that the blessings are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to love Allah Azza wa Jal for these blessings that He has given you. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in Surah Al-Nahl, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, any blessing you have been given, then it is only from Allah. Allahu Akbar. You know, sometimes people give you something. People give you a gift. People do you a favor. These are blessings coming from people. But ultimately they came from Allah, and people were only a means in how Allah delivered the blessing to you. So the first condition, identify the blessing. The second condition, acknowledge that the blessing is only from Allah. And if a blessing came through someone in a form of a gift or money or whatever it is, then you need to recognize that they are only means. Otherwise the blessing actually came from Allah and no one else. There are many examples in the Quran. Look at Sulaiman alayhi salam. Look at Sulaiman's attitude when he looks at his entire kingdom. Sulaiman was a king. He was rich, richer than the richest person on earth. That's Sulaiman alayhi salam. But even then, when he looked at his entire kingdom, he said, "Hada min fadli Rabbi." He looked at his entire kingdom and he said, "This is from the favor and the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Allahu Akbar. Then this is a condition of gratitude, to acknowledge it's coming from Allah Azza wa Jal. Sulaiman alayhi salam, once again, this beautiful character of acknowledging the favors coming from Allah appears again in Surah An-Naml. He says in a message he sends to the queen of Yemen, the queen of Saba, Balqis, when she sent him a gift. The story is long anyway. She sent him a gift so that he doesn't come and conquer her land. He said to the people, he said to them, "Go back, return this gift to the queen. We don't want your gift." Then he said something incredible. He said, "فَمَا آتَانِيَ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا آتَاكُمْ." He said, "What Allah has given me is much better than what you people offer me of gifts." So once again, he acknowledged. He said, "What Allah has given me." He ascribed the ni'mah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we also find in the story of Dhul Qarnayn, when he wanted to build the wall. And people said to him, "Can we give you money? هَلْ نَجْعَلُ لَكَ خَرْجًا?" Can we pay you? Can we give you a tribute? Can we pay you money so you can build a wall between us and Ya'juj and Ma'juj? That corrupt nation that was destroying the earth and the land. So Dhul Qarnayn said to them, "مَا مَكَّنِّي فِيهِ رَبِّي خَيْرٌ." Allahu Akbar. He said to them, "What Allah has given me is much better than what you people want to offer me." Once again, he acknowledged and attributed and ascribed the ni'mah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this is the second condition of gratitude. Number one, identify the blessing. Number two, acknowledge it's from Allah Azza wa Jal. And as a result, you should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. And number three, is that this is the third condition of gratitude. Listen carefully, that you do not use the blessing and the favor of Allah to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. Rather, you must use the blessing Allah has given you only in the obedience and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Once again, you are not allowed to use the blessing Allah gave you to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. That is showing ingratitude to Allah. That is being ungrateful to Allah. Allah has given you a gift and you're misusing it. You're using it in sin and evil matters. So the third condition to be grateful is that you use the blessing Allah gave you only in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah gave you the ability to hear. Do you know this is a blessing? Do you acknowledge it's from Allah? Use it only to hear what pleases Allah Azza wa Jal. Use it to hear the good words. Use it to hear the reminder. Use it to hear the Quran. Use it in the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Use this ear to listen to advice. You know, the first problem that the people of the fire have, you know what their problem is? You know what their regret is? People that are going to Jahannam, you know what their regret is? In Surah Al-Mulk, it's there, we all know it. وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعَ أَوْ نَعْقِلْ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. That's their regret. They will say, if we only heard, meaning if we only listened to what's good, if we only heard the advice, if we only heard the reminders, if we had only heard the ayat of Allah, and then we comprehended them, we wouldn't have been from the people of the fire. But they misused this blessing. They heard that which is haram. They heard the mockery against the Quran. They heard the lies against the Quran. They gave their ears to doubts and misconceptions about al-Islam. They gave their ears to the devil. They gave their ears to music. They gave their ears to gossip. They gave their ears to groups and people that just slander and swear at each other. You know, how many people have followed pages on Facebook or Instagram or channels on YouTube, and the only purpose of that channel or that page is mockery, is making fun of people, is insulting people and slandering people? Why are you subscribed to this stuff? And you use this blessing to entertain yourself like this in haram. That means you have not shown gratitude to Allah for the blessing of the hearing that He has given you. Similarly, Allah Azza wa Jal gave you the ability to see. Use this in the pleasure of Allah. If you use your eyes in that which displeases Allah, you are being ungrateful to the blessing of Allah. Remember, this is the third condition of being grateful. You must use your sight for that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the sky. You know, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love looking at the sky. قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always look at the sky. وَكَأَنَا يُحِبُّ النَّظَرَ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. Look at the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the books, the beneficial knowledge. Look at the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla and say, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Use your eyes for that. If you do that, you are thanking Allah Azza wa Jalla's blessing. Use your eyes to look at your parents, to look at your children, you know, eyes of happiness so that you can instill love and happiness within them. Use it for that which pleases of Allah. If you do that, you are thanking and being grateful to the blessing of sight. However, when you use your sight to see what that which is haram of woman and nakedness and lewdness and shamelessness, and then you make the job difficult on you by following pages of celebrities, by subscribing to channels of celebrities who just post nakedness every day and every hour of the day and the night. Why do you follow things like this? Why do you expose your eyes to filth like this? You're responsible, my brothers and sisters in Islam. So the third, once again, the third condition of gratitude is to use the blessings Allah gave you to obey Him, not to disobey Him.